This is Dakota Datebook for December 31st. A shocking scandal involving P.M. Madsen of New Rockford broke on this date in 1900. Madsen, the state's attorney of Eddy County, faced sensational charges. Attorney E.C. Green was in New Rockford to investigate allegations that Madsen had charged gamblers and blind piggers for protection. The charges were so serious that the state was considering initiating impeachment proceedings against him. The matter came to a head when Madsen was accused of entering the billiard room at the Davis Hotel on December 17th. There, he became intoxicated and belligerent, allegedly pushing bowls of clam chowder off the bar and onto the floor. The bartender responded by smashing a plate into Madsen's head. Madsen then left the hotel. The scandal quickly became the talk of the town. Madsen had just been reelected, with another 2 years left in office unless impeachment proceedings were initiated. Speculation arose that false accusations were being made against Madsen because influential businessmen were involved in illegal activities. It was suggested that these businessmen wanted to stop Madsen from closing down gambling dens and blind pigs. Instead of stopping him, it seemed likely that Madsen's actions would lead to the shutdown of these illegal activities. Of particular interest was the prominence of the people said to be connected with the joints and whose names must, of necessity, appear when the matter is probed. Some of these prominent individuals reportedly regretted underestimating Madsen and were scrambling to prevent the case from going to court. The matter ended in 1903 when Madsen initiated a lawsuit against his primary accuser. Michael O'Connor decided it would be better to retract his claims. He wrote a letter to the Bismarck newspaper, formally retracting his accusations against Madsen. O'Connor admitted that the statements therein made, accusing Madsen of being a confederate of blind piggers, blacklegs, and gamblers, were wholly false and were written by me while aggravated and before I realized the danger of such false charges. Madsen withdrew his lawsuit against O'Connor, and the matter was finally put to rest. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.